Now, if you haven't guessed already, you might guess what the theme of this morning is. Anyone want to shout out what you think the theme of this morning is? Running a race? Yes, absolutely, running a race. We're going to be looking at running the race. And we're going to look at some things that you need to do to run a race. So the first one, before anything, you've got to sign up for this race. So where's my helper? You've got to sign up to be in the race. I think you'll all agree with me. Unless you sign up for a race, you're not going to do anything, are you? Now, the race we're talking about this morning is the Christian race. And so you might say, Susan, what on earth is the sign up? Well, the sign up is coming to the Lord. It's saying to Jesus, I believe in you. And I believe that you are the only way to God. And I believe you died on the cross for me so that I can be forgiven. And you know, in John 3:16, a lot of people have a bad idea of God. But you know, one of my favorite verses, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever, listen to that, whoever believes in me shall not die but have everlasting life. What a promise. That is the good news this morning. Anyone, young, old, rich, poor, woman, man, good as you might see him, or the most wickedest person in this world, can sign up for this race and ask Jesus to be their savior. And it's good news if you do. So that's the first thing. You know, I was at a memorial for my niece. And my niece, bless her, she died during lockdown. And it was quite a sad thing. She's only 30. And yesterday, we couldn't have a funeral at the time. So we sort of had her funeral yesterday. And I stood up and said to folk, you know, my memory of Katie was she loved the Lord when she was young. But then she went a bit off the roads, to say the least. But on the day she died, I had the opportunity to ring her. She was in a coma. And I was able to ring her and say, Katie, if you can hear me, cry out to Jesus. And she died not long after that. Well, my friend rang me the next day and she said, Susan, I was praying for Katie. And she said, God showed me the good shepherd with his crook. And she said, I saw this little sheep about to fall over into eternity without God. And the good shepherd put his hook out and brought her back. And I had that promise that she had cried out to Jesus. At the last minute, she left it to the last minute, but that was my promise. Don't leave it to the last minute. This is good news. Sign up today. So you've signed up for the race. What's the next thing we have to do? Oh, we have to turn up. If you sign up for a race, you've got to turn up for it, haven't you? If you sign up and you don't turn up for the race, you're not going to win those prizes. So you've got to turn up. So if you give your life to Jesus, and a lot of people do that, they might be in a good meeting sometime or in church sometime, they say, Lord, come into my life, and that's it. And Jesus tells a parable about that, the parable of the sower, and they said, you know, things can come along and the cares of the world drag you away, and you think, oh, no, I can't carry on with that. Or you have worries, or you don't put any roots. If you plant a tree, you've got to have roots for that tree to grow. And so that can pull you away. Or the devil comes and whispers in your ear, you're not good enough. You're rubbish. How can God want you? So you give up. Well, don't listen to that, because that's his rubbish. God wants you. And he wants you to turn up at that race line, to start that race. So you've signed up. You've turned up. Next thing, you've got to compete. Well, we had some competitors this morning, didn't we, running? I mean, I have to say, I've got a sweat on here. We've signed up, we've turned up, and we've got to compete. And in our reading this morning, Paul tells us how we can compete. He says we must run to win the prize. You've got to run as a Christian. Once you give your life to Jesus, you've got to go hand in hand with him through life and live your life with him and be a winner. Paul says you can be a winner. And he says, but sometimes he says, I've got to get myself fit for that race. Now, my son, Dan, he's not here this morning because he's dancing in Strictly Come Dancing or something ridiculous. But he is into keep fit in a big way. Every day he's on his rowing machine, he's on his weights, he's swimming, he's doing something. He can't sit still. He's always got to be doing his weights. Now, I'm his mum, so I shouldn't really say that, but people tell me he's got a good body, right? But that doesn't just happen. He trains. And I have to tell you, he trains and he trains. He gets up early to train. He eats the right thing. He drinks the right thing. And so that's why he's got a good body. Now, as a Christian, so that we can compete, we need a good body. And there's certain things in the natural we need. But then if we bring it into the spiritual, we can understand. So the first thing, if you're in a race, you've got to hydrate. Now, you've probably watched the Olympics and you've watched the marathon race or the long distance race, and you see them running, or the triathlon. I love the triathlon. And they're running, and you see these hydration stations along the way. He's running that race. Good for him. Well done, Roman. And they go and they grab a drink and they drink, and then they run again. Are you running back to mom? Oh, he's going to sing. So we need to hydrate. Now you might say to me, but Susan, in the Christian sense, what's hydration? Well, the Bible tells us in John 7:31. In fact, I'm going to read that. I feel that's right to read. So I'm going to find it and read it for you. And this is what it says. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me." That's to Jesus. "And drink. And he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And this he spoke concerning the Spirit who God gives to those who believe in Jesus. So we need hydration. We need God to fill us daily with his Holy Spirit to run that race. We couldn't do it without him. And then after hydration, what else do they need, these runners? Nutrition. And you often see, again, in those races, they have these fancy little sachets with proteins and carbohydrates that keep them going in long races. Well, for us as a Christian, it's God's Bible. It's his word. I've got some this morning. If anyone wants one, I brought them along. And we can feed on God's word that will help us in the Christian life. So nutrition is really important. When Satan, hello, was really having a go at Jesus when he was tempted, Jesus said, "Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God's mouth." That's how we feed as a Christian. And then, yeah, I think a bit of God. And then last but not least, we've got to finish the race. If you're in a race and you don't finish it, there's no prize. No one will remember you. Usain Bolt, if he didn't finish that race, he might be the fastest man on earth, but unless he went across that ribbon and finished the race, it's no good. He's not going to get a prize, is he? So we have to finish the race. So as a Christian, we sign up, we become a Christian, we give our lives to Jesus Christ. We turn up, we say, right, we've done it and we're going to carry on. And then we compete, we start running that race. And sometimes, you know, it's hard, and people will say to me, but it's very hard. But you know, if you lived in somewhere like Iran, we have someone we know who's in prison simply because she is a Christian and she converted from being a Muslim to a Christian. And she now is in prison and is having a really tough time. But she didn't give up. She's competing. She is making her way to that finish line so that Jesus can say, and in the Bible it tells us, when we compete at the end, when we come face to face with him, he's going to give us a crown. We're going to be his children. He's going to give us a crown and we're going to reign. Can you imagine that? God, in his mercy, has chosen people like you and me to reign with him when he comes back to this world. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't believe all that. Well, let me tell you, if you read the Bible, you only have to read 3 chapters in the Bible to know that what is happening all around the world today, Jesus prophesied almost 2,000 years ago. It's happening. 85% of the Bible's prophecy has now been fulfilled. You might not know that. That's a large amount. Now, the probability of 85% has been done, that last 15% is going to happen. So we need to be ready. We need to sign up, turn up, compete, hydrate, get our nutrition, and we need to finish the race. And it's only a short talk this morning because I don't want to make it too long for the children. But I really felt the Lord say to me today, this week, well, actually for the last month as I've been preparing, there might be people here today who've never signed up. And there might be people here today who signed up but haven't turned up. Or maybe they turned up but then they didn't compete. And so I want to give you that opportunity this morning. We're going to bow our heads and I want you to follow me in a prayer. I'll say a line and you say it after me. And if you don't feel you can say it, don't worry. But we're all going to say it together. I want to give you that opportunity to sign up this morning and give your life to Jesus Christ. And that's between you and him. I also want to give those who aren't competing this morning the opportunity to say this prayer with me and get in the race so that you can finish that race. Because Jesus loves you. You might have trials. You know, in one of those hymns we were singing, so I'm going to get emotional. It says that he will comfort us in our sorrow. You might be sitting here this morning. You might be having a really rough time. This sister I was telling you about is having a really rough time. But she's staying faithful because Jesus is close by. No matter what you go for, if you sign up, I promise you, he never leaves you. You can look at me standing here and you can see I've had my troubles. And I can promise you, Jesus never leaves you once you sign up for that race. And he wants to be with you in that race, whatever you're going through. But you've got to sign up first. So I'm going to invite you to bow your heads, close your eyes. And if I say a line, you say it after me. That would be great. So, dear Lord Jesus, it says in the Bible that those who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I call to you this morning, Lord Jesus. I am sorry, Lord, for all I've done wrong. And I want to turn away from the wrong things in my life. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I thank you that you forgive me. And I ask you to come into my life today. I ask for your Holy Spirit to help me run the race. And ask that you would help me to finish the race. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Father, I just want to pray for everyone here, for anyone who said that prayer for the first time in their life, Lord. I just know it says in your word, the angels will be rejoicing. And anyone who's got back in the race, I just want to thank you, Lord. And we just pray for them now, that you fill them with your joy, Lord. Joy everlasting. Amen.